In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We don't like to be called little children. We want to be all grown up. We want to take care of ourselves and do things the way we think best. We want to be independent, not relying upon anyone. Yet little children are nothing but given to, taken care of, provided for. Little children we are, with a gracious, loving Father who created us and gave us our eyes, our ears, our nose, our belly button and toes, our reason and all our senses, and still preserves them. He gave us forgiveness, resurrection of the body, life everlasting. Little children we are of a loving Father. Little children, these things I am writing to you so that you may not sin. These things are not the things, the ones that follow, but the ones that went before, as we know all too well. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. No sin, no need for forgiveness. Pietism teaches that if you are a Christian, you don't do those things. If you admit that you do those things, that's the same as saying that you're not a Christian. And we don't want to say that we're not Christian, so we deny the fact that we do those things. Hence, we end up saying that we have no sin, and we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Yet, since we can never say that we no longer sin, we might think that there is no use to strive against sin. Because if we can't get rid of it, well, then no one can. We'll just have to live with it. Or the flip side, since forgiveness is so easy to receive, let God forgive a few more of my sins. After all, you can't out-sin God's forgiveness, and this is not a challenge to try. We would rather live in our sin than in God's grace. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the one who has removed the guilt of all of our sin. You see, the devil is ever before the Father, accusing you of your sin. Oh, look. Look what that little child of yours did now. And there, oh, look at that little one. But before the throne of the Father is your high priest, whoever intercedes for you, your advocate who responds, I paid for that on the cross. That sin has already been answered for. And that one too. And that one. And that one. And that one. What a loving Father who provides for his little children. And by this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. How can we be so certain that we do know God and that we are not deceiving ourselves, that we are not lying when we say we have known God? Do others not make the same claim? Are we Christians merely because we're born into Christian families? If we had been born Jews or Muslims, would we not be just as right saying that we know God? God has revealed himself. Those who know him are those who keep his commandments. To keep the commandments are to hold them fast, hold dear and precious, to preserve in the heart, so that no one shall take them away or alter what we have been given, so that we hold fast what is there and what has been given to us, so that it is a benefit and a blessing for us. The commandments are the things that we are given and bidden to keep. Yet when we hear the word commandments, we think sometimes of only moral commandments, such as we have in the Mosaic Law. This would base our knowing of God, our fellowship of God, on our own good works. And since we can't keep the Ten Commandments, it would throw us into doubt and uncertainty as to whether we have really come to know God. Jesus would simply be a noble example for us to follow, but we're not saved by being like Jesus. Rather, the commandments we are to keep are his word. Whoever keeps his word, in him the love of God has truly been perfected. By this we know that we are in him. And what is that word of the Lord? Make disciples by baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Take and eat. This is my body. Take and drink. This is my blood. shed for you for forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me. There is no fellowship with God the Father, no removal of our guilt of our sin, no knowing God without a blood theology. These commandments of our Lord are centered on his blood shed for us and on his delivering those gifts to us. He baptizes us into himself. He bodies and bloods us into his own body, and there it is that we are in him. To be in him is to know him. His words go in our ears and have their way with us. His gifts of body and blood go into our mouths and recreate us. And when we leave his preaching, his supper, we thank the Lord and sing his praise. And in so doing, we are telling everyone what he has done. In him, we walk in the way that he walked, a child of his Father. Little children we are, nothing but given to. In the name of Jesus. Amen.